Bill Mills is showing me a goal of tremendous instruction, take advantage of every second of Eden Hashem. Not every day, but at least this time. They said, they asked Hashem, what would he do if he found that this is the last day of his life? And he said, he would do everything he did till now. Because every day he does the maximum he can to Eden Hashem. He cannot say the same thing. At least 2-3 days a year, that's right. He said, the takana that he had, Koyen Leyu Yisrael to the Eden Hashem. There was no coin then, you called up the Israel, and then a coin walked in. So if you walked in before, then the Israel started the bracha. Now, even if the Israel said, Baruch Hashem on the Goyim, and then a coin walked in, then the coin gets the first aliyah. But if Israel already started the bracha, then you don't stop him in the middle. In the case the coin did walk in, after the Israel went up, you keep the Israel up there, and you get the third aliyah. You don't advance until send it back down. If there's no coin there, then you can either call a lady or Yisrael for the first aliyah. If Yisrael is a bigger time of Kofan, you should call the Yisrael before the lady. Clear cut. They didn't call Yisraelim, so they shouldn't think it's called Yisraelim. There was a kind of lady in the shul, and they thought there was no lady, and they told the Kofan to take the second aliyah, and then suddenly they copied the lady the same thing. And as long as they caught it before he started the Kofan, then you should switch to the lady, and the coin could go down, because there's no coin, you've already got an aliyah. If you already start the prophet, then you don't stop in the middle. And if there's no lady, then the coin gets to aliyah. That was one bad minion. They gave a person aliyah, and after the lady, no lady, they want to give him a second aliyah. They said, why give me a second aliyah? I'm going to use drugs. In that case, you don't have to give him a second aliyah. Yeah, okay.